Hard to articulate just how unhinged the right has become. They're now claiming they're vindicated by everything from secret sources inside fake CIA fraud departments to proof of voter fraud found in empty parking lots. And they're not going to stop. They're doubling down. And new reporting continues to link them directly to attempts to overthrow our democracy. These people need to be told in no uncertain terms.
No!
It's a monumentally bad day for Facebook, the world's top social media network and uncle radicalizer. Thanks to hundreds of leaked internal documents, 17 news organizations are publishing a series of stories about all of the damage Facebook does. For example, how coordinated groups on Facebook sow discord and violence, including on January 6th. Unsurprisingly, a lot of misinformation has to do with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Last year, he testified before Congress that Facebook removes 94% of hate speech, but the company's own researchers estimated it was removing less than 5%. That's a hell of a spread. Mom, I know I said I got 94% on the math test, but it was actually 5%. I didn't lie. I just really suck at math. I sucked at math. The CEO's influence was so strong that a former VP at Facebook said, "The specter of Zuckerberg looms in everything the company does." Okay, but is it his specter? Or did he just wear too much sunscreen again? Social media isn't the only thing that helped cause the January 6th riot. So did GOP officials, because Organizers of the insurrection now say they participated in dozens of planning meetings with members of Congress and White House staff. Wow. Really? Great planning, guys. Okay, you grab the podium, you smear poop on the walls, the rest of you record everything on your phones and put it on Facebook so we definitely get caught. Let's go to jail. One of the teamwork. One of the most surprising, completely not surprising revelations is how many Republican members of Congress were involved in the planning. We're talking intellectual giants like Paul Gosar, Lauren Boebert, Mo Brooks, Madison Cawthorn, Andy Biggs, and Louis Gohmert. It's a real Ocean's 11 of people who can't count to 10. This wasn't just a man. They have to set reminders on their phone to remind themselves to breathe. This wasn't just a random event with weirdos like the Q Shaman. This was a conspiracy to overturn a Democratic election that included the weirdos in Congress. One of the organizers said, "I remember Marjorie Taylor Greene specifically." Yes, I can imagine it's hard to forget someone who tells you forest fires are caused by circumcised space lasers.
I've posed for pictures with ivory soap. I've petted stray dogs and shied clear of dope. My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I'm noted most for my unspoiled gender. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer. And I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass. And the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper. The girl who's never been cased. Well, I'm tired of being pure and not chaste. Like something that seeks its level. I wanna go to the devil, wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax. I wanna be evil and cheat at jacks. I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies. I wanna be mean and throw mud pies. I want to wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I wanna see some dissipation in my face. I wanna be evil. I wanna be mad. But more than that, I wanna be bad. I wanna be evil and trump an ace just to see my partner's face. I wanna be nasty. I wanna be cruel. I wanna be daring. I wanna shoot pool. And in the theater, I want to change my seat just so I can step on everybody's feet. I wanna be evil. I wanna hurt for life. I wanna sing songs like the guy who cries. I wanna be horrid. I wanna drink booze. And whatever I've got, I am eager to lose. I wanna be evil. Little evil me.
Donald Trump Jr. is hard at work making cameo videos, and that's it, really. That's all he does. He has a website, and this is a real item that he just posted for sale. It's a shirt that says, "Guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin kills people." What a kind and wonderful person. All proceeds from the sale of the shirt go up his one working nostril. No, they go to his bank account. And the good news is they're made in the USA. The one time these ghouls make something in the USA, it's this. I'm not even sure what to say about that. I mean, it's this, even from him, this surprises me. I like to imagine Don Jr. at the pearly gates, St. Peter's out front. He has no notes. Usually he's got like a clipboard that he goes through. But this time he just says, quick question. Did you make these shirts and sell them on your website? Oh, okay, hell. Put him in the Chevy Vega to hell.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
I was living in a devil town. Didn't know it was a devil town. Oh, Lord, it really brings me down about the devil town. And all my friends were vampires. Didn't know they were vampires. Turns out I was a vampire myself in the devil town. I was living in a devil town. Didn't know it was a devil town. Oh, Lord, it really brings me down about the devil town.
You don't have to call me Stalin or even Mao Zedong, 'cause I'm far too young. My rising sign is Capricorn, is that surprising? You know that I was born so very soft and easygoing. I make no trouble at all. I was listening, yeah, I was listening to the devil's radio. I was listening, yeah, I was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 on the devil's radio. Tentacles are bland, it's like a weevil. It burrows through the land and everybody smiles, everybody smiles. Michael, don't you know someday a spike will grow right through the woodwork and come out through your palm. We was listening to the devil's radio. We was listening, yeah, we was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na, and the devil's radio. Sets on the devil. Sun sets on the west. He's listening to the FM talk show. It's what he loves the best. Was talking through a bimbo, but don't touch that dial or that hateful smile. Kate said the flowers of intolerance and hatred are blooming kind of early this year. Someone's been watering them. We was listening, ah, oh, we was listening to the devil's radio. We was listening, yeah, we was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na, I'm not the devil's radio. Na 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 na, I'm the devil's radio.
Something's happening in the world. at the library and said, but everybody respects the dead. They love the friendly ghost. And now they say, we'll never forget what he learned us. We were mean to him, but he never burned us in. Love lives forever. Thank you, Casper, the friendly ghost. Thank you, Casper, the friendly
This is Alana from Sauk Hill. I'm the host of There There on WGXC Acre, Hudson, and Catskill. Radio for open ears.
This is the sound of Radio Wonderland, the Saturday morning show made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, and I'm the host. I'm not the host. The show is just me slicing up other radio stations. The show has no host. You're the host. You're the host. Listeners like you make this station possible, where art, news, and voices of the local community are all in the mix. See if you can give a little bit regularly, like $5 a month, about 17 cents a day, which is a cup of coffee, if you have a time machine. Knowing the money is coming in is the only way to stop fund drives. Go to WGXC.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 and keep community radio alive.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction. a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
WGXE, the station that gives you liberty.
Hungering for justice, from the climate to the cab stand. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Hunger strikes are powerful acts of nonviolent protest. Mahatma Gandhi engaged in close to 20 public fasts over his lifetime. In 1917, 32 women suffragists protesting at the White House for the right to vote were arrested and subjected to brutal jail conditions. When some went on hunger strike, they were violently force-fed. In 1981, 10 Irish Republican political prisoners, among them Bobby Sands, died while protesting their treatment in Northern Ireland's Mays prison, as well as Britain's ongoing occupation. Several of the 7 Palestinians currently hunger-striking in an Israeli prison are reportedly near death. Fasting is a difficult and personally dangerous tactic, denying oneself food to challenge the powerful who deny justice. Also currently on hunger strike are a group of young people who, like the suffragists of a century ago, are protesting in front of the White House. They're part of the Sunrise Movement, pressuring President Joe Biden to take drastic action on the climate emergency.
I'm on a hunger strike for my family and my future and the promises that the president made to young people who put him in office.
That's climate activist Kiedis Girma speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour. He was on day 8 of his fast, just days after he was hospitalized with dangerously low blood sugar.
We need the president to put the children of the future, the children of today, at the center of his agenda, and not Exxon officials and the representatives that fight for oil and gas billionaires.
Sunrise hunger striker Abby Leedy confronted Joe Manchin, the conservative Democratic U.S. senator from West Virginia, who single-handedly stripped much of Biden's renewable energy agenda from the reconciliation bill.
I'm going to grow up catastrophic climate emergency. You continue to block the civilian climate core, the methane, the methane emissions. Joe Manchin,
I... Your name?
My name is Abby.
Abby, let me tell you, you've done more in the United States of America than any other country. All the pollution's coming from...
Joe Manchin, if the United States of America does not cut our emissions by at least 50%, I'm going to grow up and just nonstop. I'm an emergency. I've been on hunger strike.
We haven't eaten for 7 days, Joe.
Senator Manchin is the single largest congressional recipient of donations from the oil, gas, and coal industry. He's made millions of dollars from a West Virginia coal brokering company he founded, now run by his son. One of his largest donors is Energy Transfer LP, which owns the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline. Meanwhile, in downtown New York City, another group of hunger strikers are demanding change. Taxi drivers there have mounted a 24/7 protest outside City Hall, demanding relief from crushing debt from buying taxi medallions when the prices for these essential licenses had been artificially inflated by the city. Medallions that once cost as much as $1 million are now valued closer to $100,000, due largely to the flooding of the market with Uber and Lyft cars. Thousands of New York City taxi drivers are now buried in debt. At least 9 have died by suicide.
I've been on hunger strike before. The 6,000 families that have been affected by this medallion crisis.
That's New York cab driver Augustine Tang speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour on day 6 of his fast.
These men and women has invested in the city and drove 20, 30, 40 years of their lives just to have their retirement taken away from them, and also having about to lose their homes and their jobs as well, too.
The protest was organized by the New York Taxi Workers Alliance, which has developed a medallion debt restructuring plan that's backed by just about every elected official in Metro New York, including Congressmember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The taxi drivers have been joined in their hunger strike by New York State Assembly Member Zoran Mamdani, who spoke on Democracy Now! About the impacts he's felt after fasting for 8 days.
An inability to sleep, unrelenting hunger, moments of blurred vision, stress, headaches. These are the same consequences that I heard drivers talk about when they say what the physical realities are of being hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, unable to take care of your family and seeing no way out.
Before Bobby Sands died in 1981 in Northern Ireland, after 66 days on hunger strike, he said, "Our revenge will be the laughter of our children," unquote. Through this difficult act of denying themselves sustenance, activists around the globe are feeding the cause of justice. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, rain is likely before 8 a.m., then showers between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., then more rain after 5 p.m. The temperature high will be 57 degrees. Rain is likely on Saturday night before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 48 degrees. And on Sunday, there will be a chance of rain before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 61 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 45 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Or radio static, or radio magic, or radio static, or radio magic, or radio static, or radio magic, or radio static, or radio magic. Or radio magic, or radio static, or radio static, or radio magic, or radio static, or radio static, or radio magic. Static.
Zabrani aus dem Sender, Radio Magic, had a huge influence on me when I first signed on the doomed and yet beautiful ship of experimental radio. Many, many years ago, 1,000 years ago. And the Zauberei, it's usually translated as magic or as wizardry, but it's not the magic of, say, pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It's the magic that turns the hat into a rabbit. And then turns the rabbit into an owl or a frog or a hungry ghost. Transformation. Hans Flesch, the Zauberei Künstler, the wizard of the air. Transformation, the transformation of spaces, the transformation of subjectivity, the transformation of live into radiophonic. So what about this camerata? This WGXC camerata? Well, we cannot have a 7th birthday party without some singing. And it turns out that the last thing we know, if you go to Wikipedia, even to Wikipedia Deutschland, auf Deutsch, you will see a question mark at the date of his death, 1945. Question mark. So what is that? Well, the last thing we know about Hans Flesch, he was trained as a doctor. It was 1945. Berlin was surrounded. Demented Hitler in his bunker, waiting for some miracle. Have you seen the movie Downfall and all of the many, it's turned into a meme with all the alternative subtitles. Steiner! Steiner will come and save the day. Well, Steiner did not save the day. And it was April 1945, and Flesch actually started a field hospital for civilian casualties. And then he disappeared. A radiophonist who just disappears into thin air. And so it's up to us. You are all now declared the camerata, the WGXC Radio Magic Camerata. Also, listeners at home, please let's make this valley vibrate with song. You're sipping, you're getting ready. I will join you. So we are indeed going to sing a litany, an incantation in search of Hans Flesch. But we're just a camerata, we've just formed, we need to warm up. So everyone please, posture is key in singing. I know that this room has some very serious singers. I've heard some of the voices, and we are going to make this space vibrate. We're going to make it jump into the air. A little bit of a warm-up. Listen and repeat. Mu me mai me mi. Listen to each other. Let us try to replicate the pitch. And not just the pitch, but the rhythm. So if I say, me, 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 my, mo, me, please don't. Me, 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 my, get the idea. Me, 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 my, my, mo, me. Better. Echo. Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa. Absolutely no resonance, so we need to use our belly voice. So I want to hear belly voices on this. My body flies over the Hudson.
My body flies over the Hudson.
My body flies over the sea.
My body flies over.
Won't you please bring back my body?
Won't you please bring back my body?
Oh, bring back my body to me.
Oh, bring back my body to me.
I think we're ready. Deep breaths, everyone's centered. It's a kind of meditative. We're into litany, incantation, litany and incantation. We're going to vibrate our bodies onto the air. At home, it's not that cold that a window cannot be opened, and send your voices back to us here in Catskill. Communication is community.
Communication is community.
The technology of transmission.
The technology of transmission.
Is the promise of one world made whole.
Is the promise of one world made whole.
Brought together.
Brought together.
All languages, all races, all cultures.
All languages, all races, all cultures.
I dream of a time.
I dream of a time.
When everybody on the planet lives, breathes, and touches each other on air. A glorious communion.
A glorious communion.
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 Communion. Celebration to end all celebrations.
A celebration to end all celebrations.
In a language to end all languages.
A language to end all languages.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Everybody, 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 everybody,
everybody,
everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody,
every flesh body, every flesh body. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just witnessed the debut performance of the WGXC Radio Magic Camerata. Brava, bravo, bravissimo. Thank you.
What else do DJs get? I mean, we're just voices in the air, but we're what makes radio alive. What do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. Well, you're 40 and there's some kid half your age who'll take your job and do it for half the money. And then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
Hey there, I'm Brendan Donegan, host of the Playing Favorites show, heard on WGXE every Monday morning. A few weeks ago, I was driving through Hudson, looking for a parking space, and turned on the radio to hear a sad collection of teeny bopper tunes, stale oldies, and blustery call-ins. I eventually found 90.7 FM. The morning show was on, and Tom Rowe was playing some blazing hot rock and roll. It was Chris Forsythe, my latest guitar hero. Now, you won't hear Chris on other stations in Columbia or Greene counties. That's what's magical about WGXE. Tune in anytime and you'll likely hear something new and interesting. Did you know that for as little as $5 a month, you can help keep WGXE an oasis in a sonic desert? Just click donate at WGXE.org or call 518-697-7400. To keep creative community radio for open ears on the air for you.
And the golden calf, it says.